Luke Chapter 5. And it came to pass that, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and asked him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down, and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had ceased speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answering said unto him, Teacher, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing, nevertheless at your word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, who were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from now on you shall catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all, and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he put forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go, and show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness, and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who were come out of every town of Galilee, and Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And, behold, men brought in a bed a man who was a paralytic, and they sought a way to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, and let him down through the tilling with his bed into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins, but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, Why reason you in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the paralytic, I say unto you, Arise, and take up your bed, and go into your house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that on which he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth, and saw a tax collector, named Levi, sitting at the tax office, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made himself a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of tax collectors and of others that sat down with him. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often, and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but you eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spoke also a parable unto them, No man puts a piece torn from a new garment upon an old, otherwise, then both the new makes a tear, and the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins, else the new wine will burst the wineskins, and be spilled, and the wineskins shall be destroyed. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for he says, The old is better.